This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the NUPW is calling on insurance companies to reconsider raising premiums. A regional trade expert echoes the call from the private sector for a regional approach to address high freight and costs. The Road Safety Association is calling for an increase in safety measures as roadworks get underway in the country. In Haiti, the search continues for kidnapped nuns, and Israeli forces have stormed the hospital as Khan Yunis is hit by the bloodiest fighting of 2024. Good afternoon, I'm Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead. The National Union of Public Workers wants insurance companies who plan to increase their premiums to reconsider their decision. President of the NUPW, Kimberly Agard, in a statement to the media, shared her concern about the effect the increase could have on Barbadians.
My concern for citizens of Barbados is the effect the increase in premiums will have on them, especially those who are already challenged in making ends meet. Many persons are required by contract to have house insurance once they have a mortgage. Persons are required to insure their vehicles, and I'm sure that an increase in insurance will force persons to be delinquent, and we may then see an increase in persons driving without insurance and plenty more uninsured houses.
She asked the insurance companies to consider the impact of this increase on their clients.
Some medical insurance clients, by way of letter, were already notified that their premiums will increase from February 1st, 2024. These persons under that coverage who have recognized the need for medical insurance to ensure access to decent health services are being forced to pay under one package $20 more to as high as roughly $60 in others, including retirees. I know in any business, the bottom line and profit margin are always to the fore, and I am sure this instance is no different. But a deeper inspection should be done and greater consideration be given to the socioeconomic impact that the increase in insurance rate at this time will have. Rates that have risen maybe at least 3 times in the not too distant past.
President of the National Union of Public Workers, Kimberly Agard. A trade expert echoes calls for regional collaboration to ease the cost of trading for the Caribbean. Former head of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, recently called for the region to work together to address the challenge of high freighting costs due to an ongoing crisis on the Red Sea. Deputy Chairman of the Bahamas Trade Commission and Chief Trade Negotiator for the Bahamas, Senator Barry Griffin, tells Starcom Network News there needs to be greater collaboration in trade.
A small country like Barbados of under 300,000 people, a small country like the Bahamas of under 500,000 people, alone, we don't have that purchasing power. Alone, we don't have that negotiating power. But imagine if the bloc of CARICOM, 15 countries, where it's now millions of people, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of goods coming from China, coming from the United States. If we now trade together as a block, we have more negotiating power on freight. Because I've been in a lot of these trade meetings with other countries, and they simply tell us the amount that we order in these individual Caribbean countries is too little. And so the cost has to be higher. But when we order together in a bulk, we have more purchasing power.
He offers some solutions on how the countries can collaborate to reduce trade expenses.
We can have transshipment points at various points in the Caribbean. So we all trade together as a block, but the Bahamas can be a northern point. Barbados can be a more southern point. We can have something central in the Caribbean where all goods coming from China, for example, can come to that particular port. So it makes it cheap coming from China, and then you offload in that particular country, that jurisdiction, and ship to the various countries. I definitely echo the calls for us to have a little bit more integration, some more common policies. Our private sectors also need to work a lot more closely together. So it's not just on government, it's also the private sector sort of coming together to buy as a block, to negotiate shipping rates as a block, to negotiate air freight rates as a block.
Deputy Chairman of the Bahamas Trade Commission and Chief Trade Negotiator for the Bahamas, Senator Barry Griffin, in the lunchtime edition. The Road Safety Association is calling for increased safety measures as the road works get underway in various parts of the country. President of the association, Roland Lowe, says he is concerned with some of the current measures in place and believes there's need for more signage and directing of traffic to protect both motorists and those working.
One of the issues that I find is that sometimes there's not enough signage or early or the warnings relative to the road where it's ahead. Sometimes the signage is not placed at a point where it gives motorists enough time to become adequately aware of the particular road where it's up ahead, or the cones sometimes are placed a bit too close to the actual work area. And maybe if they can find places to direct traffic and to inform road users while there's going to be some road work ahead, those other things would be beneficial to the motorists and persons using the roads. Information relative to upcoming road works could be spread a bit more.
He's also calling on motorists to be more cautious as they traverse the roads under construction.
The motorists need to be aware and to look out for such things. If you see a cone or a series of cones in the road, then you know that that means something. That is a warning of some sort of impediment or something ahead. So pay attention and just drive with due care and attention when you're on the road. And be cautious and look out for the road work, the person who's doing the actual work as well. Because sometimes I find that persons will see these things. They see cones, even if it's a matter of sometimes persons doing cleaning the hedges or something like that along the road. Persons will see the cones, see the workers, but still they drive at speeds that just don't make sense in the situation.
President of the Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. The search continues in Haiti to find six nuns who were kidnapped. Bishop Monsignor Pierre-André Dumas condemned the abduction and is offering to become a hostage in their place, as Pope Francis called for the release of the hostages, including the nuns who are members of the Sisters of St. Anne congregation. The authorities said no information or a ransom demand has been made public regarding the release of eight people, including six nuns who were kidnapped in Haiti last Friday. And Israeli forces have stormed one hospital and placed another under siege today, cutting the wound off from trauma care. Palestinian officials said Israeli forces advancing deep into western Khan Yunis in Gaza's bloodiest fighting of the new year so far. The Palestinian Red Crescent said tanks had already surrounded the Khan Yunis hospital headquarters of the rescue agency, which had lost contact with its staff there. Recapping the headlines. The NUPW is calling for insurance companies to reconsider raising premiums. A regional trade expert echoes the call from the private sector for a regional approach to address high freighting costs. The Road Safety Association is calling for an increase in safety measures as road works get underway in the country. And Israeli forces have stormed a hospital at Khan Yunis that was hit by the bloodiest fighting of 2024. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.